Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 1. The Army Sets Off. Scene 5. Hanuman describes Lanka to Ram. Ram then began to consider how to recover Sita. How could he and millions of monkeys cross the ocean? He again felt despondent and asked Sugriva if he had any ideas. The monkey replied, "In my opinion, a bridge should be constructed across the ocean. There is no need to lament. We now know Sita's whereabouts, and we have amassed an army that is more than capable of annihilating the demons. I am confident, for I perceive many good omens, and my mind feels delighted." After hearing Sugriva speak, Ram became determined. "I am surely able to cross the sea, either by the mystic power I have acquired through asceticism, by throwing a bridge over it, or by drying it up with my fiery arrows. O Hanuman, tell us of Lanka's fortifications and defenses, for we shall soon arrive there for battle." Hanuman then described everything he had seen in Lanka. The city was atop a great mountain thickly covered with forests. At the edge of the city was a wide moat infested with alligators. All around Lanka were vast ramparts with steel-barred drawbridges and gates. Hordes of rakshasas prowled about the ramparts, holding spiked clubs, which could kill 100 warriors with a single blow. Great catapults were lined along the defensive walls, as well as machines which could fire blazing iron darts to a distance of 10 miles. Ravana's forces were all but unlimited in number. They were highly trained and could use every kind of weapon, and they remained constantly alert to any danger. They had already had enough time to repair the damage caused by Hanuman, and would now be especially vigilant. They would be expecting Ram's attack. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.